Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. Today's show is a bit of a depressing one. It deals with the death of an important and well-known Catholic figure in the Church. And I'm sad to report that Archbishop Emeritus of New York, Cardinal Edward Michael Egan, passed away after suffering a cardiac arrest. He served the people of New York from 2000 to 2009 after the passing of John Cardinal O'Connor. And when Egan retired, he was succeeded by Cardinal Dolan, who is currently the Archbishop of New York. According to Cardinal Dolan, Cardinal Egan was having lunch at around 2 p.m. and after the lunch, he groaned or made a sound and collapsed dead. He was pronounced dead at NYU Langone Medical Center. Now this is from the statement of Cardinal Dolan. He said, quote, "Thank God he had a peaceful death, passing away right after lunch today, with the prayers and sacraments of his loyal priest secretary, Father Douglas Crawford, in his residence at the Chapel of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary." End quote. Edward Egan was born on April 2nd in 1932 at Oak Park, Illinois. He was the third of four children born to Thomas and Genevieve Costello Egan. Both parents worked. His dad worked as a sales manager and his mom as a teacher. Egan was of Irish descent but spoke Spanish, French, Italian, and Latin. During the 1940s, Egan, along with his brother, contracted the disease polio, which was rampant at the time. Despite this, he graduated in 1951 from Archbishop Quigley Preparatory Seminary and was the student body president as well as the editor of the school's newspaper and its yearbook. Egan would then begin his studies for the priesthood at St. Mary of the Lake Seminary. There he would earn a bachelor's degree in philosophy and then was sent to the Pontifical North American College and Gregorian University of Rome to study theology. After his studies, he was ordained by Archbishop Martin John O'Connor on December 15th in the year 1957. Afterward, he continued his studies and earned a licentiate of sacred theology. As a priest, he worked at Holy Name Cathedral in Chicago and was an assistant at the chancery of the archdiocese, as well as the personal secretary of Cardinal Albert Gregory Meyer in the late 1950s. Egan also worked as a chaplain at Wesley Memorial Hospital. In the 1960s, Egan pursued a doctoral degree in canon law and was graduated in 1964 with summa cum laude. Afterwards, he became the secretary of John Cardinal Cody. As a canon lawyer, he was instrumental in the revision of the Code of Canon Law in 1983, ordered by, at the time, St. John Paul II. In 1985, on April 1st, he was appointed Auxiliary Bishop of New York and titular Bishop of Allegheny by St. John Paul II, and was ordained by Cardinal Bernardine Ganton, along with Archbishop John Joseph O'Connor and Bishop John Richard Keating on May 22nd. His episcopal motto, he chose the words from Ephesians 4:25, which reads, quote, "In the holiness of truth," end quote. As auxiliary bishop in the Archdiocese of New York, he assisted in confirmations and was the vicar for education until 1988. He would then be named as Bishop of Bridgeport in Connecticut in November of that year. While in Bridgeport, he raised over $50 million for Catholic schools and brought in Hispanic priests from South America to serve the Hispanic community in Bridgeport. While Bishop, the Diocesan Catholic Charities was the most active and largest social service agency in the area. After the death of Cardinal O'Connor in New York, St. John Paul II named Egan Archbishop of New York on May 11th, the year 2000. He was installed in June of that year on the 19th. A year later, he was named Cardinal by St. John Paul II. As Archbishop of New York, the Cardinal worked hard to bring more vocations. The number of Catholics grew over 200,000 while he was the Archbishop, and there was an increase in ordinations to the priesthood. He made it a priority to have seminarians serve Mass with him at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and invited them to meet at the residence for lunch and discussions. He also founded the Young Cardinal O'Connor Residence for retired priests in the Bronx. In 2002, St. John Paul II named Cardinal Egan to the Supreme Tribunal of the Apostolic Signatura. Cardinal Egan helped New York get through the September 11th attacks. He was at the World Trade Center site with a group of priests administering the last rites, and was caught in the commotion when the towers fell. He was seen on television looking disoriented and in shock, saying, "God help us." His clerical suit, face and hair full of ashes of the towers. Egan then coined the phrase "ground hero" when describing what others called "ground zero." In 2005, he will be in Rome to participate in a conclave that elected Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger to the papacy, taking the name of Benedict XVI. Unfortunately, not everything went smoothly with Cardinal Egan. After the media frenzy regarding the sexual abuse of minors by some priests, the Cardinal was accused of shifting priests around in order to avoid prosecution. However, he was found innocent of the charge. Despite this, he enforced a zero-tolerance policy in the Archdiocese of New York before the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops gathered and decided on such a policy. The Cardinal also became unpopular with priests in the Archdiocese and some parishioners after he closed and merged parishes and also closed schools. In one meeting that I was present myself, a priest who is deceased now, Father Grange, squared up to Cardinal Egan, visibly upset over claims that his parish, St. Jerome in Mount Haven, 138th Street in the Bronx, was ignored. In 2006, some priests held secret meetings and sent an anonymous letter to other priests and the Cardinal, voicing their concerns at how he was running the Church of New York. Egan responded with a strongly worded letter criticizing the priests involved. This showed the internal conflict between the Archbishop and his priests. Cardinal Egan also made some controversial statements on celibacy, which were interpreted as if he was suggesting that it should be optional. He later clarified what he meant by his comments and praised the discipline of celibacy. Rumors began to circulate that young Cardinal O'Connor did not like Egan and even made a trip to Rome to ask St. John Paul II not to install him as Archbishop of New York prior to his death. Egan had a reputation for being stern and business-minded. This is why he was installed as Archbishop of New York. At the time, Cardinal O'Connor spent too much money running programs in the archdiocese, according to Cardinal Dolan. Egan was put in to balance the books and make the hard decisions, which were school and parish closings. Naturally, this would have caused friction, as people often do not like change. In 2009, the Cardinal had his first public scare and was taken to St. Vincent's Hospital for stomach pains. He was then given a pacemaker a few days later. Cardinal Egan was a stern, orthodox, but kind man. He will be missed. I remember when I first saw him and heard him via the PA system at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and I recall joking with other seminarians and servers that he sounded like Darth Vader. It's a good thing he didn't hear me. He had a booming baritone voice that spoke firmly but with compassion. I met him personally on several occasions and served Mass with him prior to leaving New York City. He was always joking and on one occasion told my mother that she looks like my sister, complimenting her. Cardinal Dolan said today in an interview that while in the crypt of St. Patrick's Cathedral, Egan pointed to a tomb covered by a square piece of marble and said, "This one is for me." He then told Cardinal Dolan, "And these two are for you," joking about Dolan's corpulent body and how it will need two tombs. Cardinal Egan was an eloquent speaker and a great communicator. He will be missed. The Cardinal didn't laugh for the Archdiocese of New York. Despite the hard decisions of closing schools and parishes or merging parishes, he had the best interests at heart. He inspired many young men to become priests and allowed the Archdiocese to sustain itself financially after going in the red. While he did not go before the media as much as Cardinal O'Connor did, Egan was loyal to the Church and spoke strongly against abortion, same-sex marriage, the mockery of marriage perpetrated by Britney Spears during a stunt, and other issues. He was more of an administrator than a pastor, but that was okay. The body of Christ has many parts, each with its own function. Not everyone can be a Cardinal O'Connor, or a Cardinal Dolan, or even a Pope John Paul II. He or she works in the vineyard of the Lord, offering his or her skills. May God bless Cardinal Egan. Eternal rest grant to him, Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon him. May Edward Michael Egan rest in God's peace. Amen. Farewell, friend and Archbishop. Thank you for listening. God bless and Mary keep. And may Cardinal Edward Michael Egan rest in God's peace. Amen.